You have just tuned into Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender and letting go in order to let new and better things come into your life. Learn the true meaning of surrender. Get ready. Here is Brittany showing you how to lose to gain it all.
Hi, everyone. My name is Brittany Miles, and welcome to my show. I'm so excited to be here today, and we are Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. We're here on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, 1 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. Bear with me. I am super nervous, which I'm translating into super excitement. This is my dream come true. I have always wanted to share my message with as many people as possible, and Dr. Pat and her team have made this possible for me. So thank you to them, and thank you to my family for support. So I want to talk to you today about the restorative power of surrender. In my life, I have lost my house. I've lost job opportunities. I've lost friends of many years. I've lost many things. And what I learned from that is that once you let everything go, your life changes. There's an opening and allowing that comes through. So in this hour, I'm going to talk to you about, by letting go, the life you save may be your own. And I want to talk about those things in terms of what does it feel like to be depressed and brokenhearted, not feeling abundant, and completely out of your depth, because I know all of us have felt those things. And it's a struggle because those are usually things that we hold inside instead of asking for help. And through surrender, it's that asking of help from the universe to let the universe do what's best for us, because most of the time, the stuff that we're holding on to is not good for us. So I think through my story and how I've learned to change and live in that place of surrender, that place of allowing, that place of openness, how my life has changed and gotten better. Without surrendering, I wouldn't be in the place I am today in terms of having this show. I had to open up to that. But first, I want to talk a little bit about myself and let you know who I am. As I said, I'm Brittany Miles. I'm originally from New York. I now live in the Pacific Northwest. And I come from, you know, your average, basic, normal family, at least normal on the face. There's a lot of dysfunction. We put a lot of fun in dysfunction. I grew up with a lot of sense of not being enough, wanting to be a perfectionist, wanting and seeking love and approval from people that I would never get it from, least of all myself. I moved to Washington State because I had a great job opportunity and I thought things would be different and better here. But what I did is I call a geographical change, where I just changed from moving from New York to Washington, but I didn't change myself. There was always a sense of longing, a sense of I didn't belong, nothing I ever did was right. I just felt bad all the time, and I couldn't understand why. I took various courses, I did all the therapy, I read different books, I dated different men, I stopped dating men, I tried religion, I tried, you know, everything, but nothing changed. And the thing that needed to change was me. And all the while, I was still holding on to all of those negative belief systems, holding on to negative family members, really bad friendships that I had attracted, bad relationships with men, and thinking I was lost. But I really wasn't. All this culminates in 2016, where I am about 49 years old. I have a home. I have a child, I'm a single parent, I'm a professional, and I'm on the brink and I eventually did lose my home. And I was sitting there trying to figure out, well, how do I do this? How do I make this right? Right? I'm going to hold on to this because this is something that we're supposed to hold on to and do the right things around. I was struggling to find work. I worked in the tech center. I'm now retired from that, if you will. And there was no recession. The economy was good. There were tons of jobs, candidates market, had a great resume, good network. Could not find a job to save my life. I eventually found a job that was ancillary to my career and career path, and that was paying me half of what I made. That was not even enough to cover my bills. I had an 8-year-old who was growing, who had different, you know, physical and emotional needs, and I needed to provide for her. I had a car. I had, you know, a lifestyle, right? We all get comfortable in our lifestyles, and it's a badge of I've arrived, I've made it. I am the one that everyone will see and like. And for me, it was a double-edged sword in the sense of I was a single mom, woman of color, and I could do it all, right? I wasn't a statistic. So I was holding on to, again, a lot of those belief systems. And once all of those outer adornments, if you will, my armor, my shell, started to fall away, the veil was starting to be lifted. And I was starting to realize, wow, I don't really need all of these things. I would talk to my friends, people I'd been friends with 10, 15 years, our kids were growing up together, doing life together. And they really weren't that supportive. And as things grew more dire for me, they removed themselves from my life. Or I like to say, again, the veil was lifted and I saw them for who and what they were. And that's when I started to realize that none of the things that I had surrounded myself with, adorned myself with, that's a really continual theme for me. All of the stuff on the outside really wasn't that important, nor that special. I learned that I could let everything go and be okay. As I was going through the foreclosure, I reached out to an attorney, and for various reasons, we had a discussion where she said, well, why don't you just let go of the house? And I said, no, I can't do that. That's just not acceptable. We don't do that. Like, we don't do that in my family. We maintain things. And I am supposed to maintain this home. I'm supposed to maintain this life. And she said, just let it go. And that struck me so hard, so hard. And that was the beginning of me realizing that if I just let it go, it doesn't matter. I could actually be okay and break the rules. So that was the first step. And then letting the people that left, let them go. You know, rejection is protection. I was happy about that. And with the jobs, I just decided I'm just going to ride the wave. And I realized having that job that it wasn't exactly what I wanted gave me so much more because I got to still have the things that I needed. I still had a place to stay, still had a car, still had food, and I had more time with my child. So by going on the other side of all of these seemingly negative things, I gained so much more. And as we progress in the hour, we're going to talk a little bit more about what that looks like on a practical level for me. So we'll talk about how loss leads to a lot more and how trust in the universe, a benevolent universe, will give you so much more. But it's almost time for a break, so we'll be wrapping up. Thank you for listening so far. This is Brittany Miles on Miles to Go, How to Gain to Lose It All. And after the break, we'll be talking a bit more, as I said, about how everything worked for me on a practical level. So we'll talk about how I became humble. And a quick note, we'll talk a little bit more about our giveaway today. the first person to email Brit, B-R-I-T-T, at Miles, M-I-L-S, number two, gocoaching.com will get a free 30-minute session with me. So email me a question about my story or something that you heard in the show that might have changed and moved for you. And I look forward to seeing you soon on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Hello, and we're back with Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. Hi, I'm Brittany, and we're going to learn how to lose to gain it all. Thank you for being with me on my first show, the premiere. And we have a giveaway that I mentioned in our last segment. So the first person that emails Britt, B-R-I-T-T, at Miles, number two, gocoaching.com with a question for me about the last segment, the show, my background, whatever, will win a free 30-minute one-on-one coaching session with me. So please get to emailing because I would love to hear your questions. They won't be live on the show, but I will answer them afterwards. And I might bring it up in our next show. Okay, so we are here on the Wednesdays, the 2nd and 4th of the month at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. I will learn how to say that clearly one day. So in the last segment, we were talking about loss and how loss gives you so much, how you gain through losing. And once you let everything go, as I said, I lost my house. I lost a lot of job opportunities, but ended up finding something that was okay. Lost some really significant friendships and a lot of other things in my life. So what did I do after that? I let it all go. So what's next? What next for me was humility. And when people say you're being humble, you're like, ugh, I'm not going to be humble. Humility means groveling for a lot of people, that you are walking to someone with your hat in hand, if you would, with your head bowed and you're scraping your toe in a circle and you're waiting for someone to hand you something. And that's not really it. Humility is a lot more than that. Humility is a place of strength, as surrender is a place of strength. When you become humble, you are open to whatever the universe has for you. And it allows you to ask people for things that you never did before. Where as a person that's holding it in like this, clutching, once you become humble, you're allowed to open your hands and allow things to come to you. So through humility, I realized I needed help. Clearly nothing was going well in my life. From the times where I was crying on the floor in my living room, begging my mother to come take care of me. She is in her 80s. I was in my late 40s. And she said, no, she couldn't. To realizing I never told the truth to any of my friends about what was really going on with me because, again, I had to look perfect. I was keeping up my armor, which we talked about, all the things that make me look good in society. And once I allowed myself to be humble, to ask for help, asking one of my really good friends that I was falling apart, that it was difficult for me to get out of bed, that I would go on crying jags, and my 8-year-old would come and caress my cheek and say, Mama's having a bad day, isn't she? And I'd say, yeah, I am. And I got a counselor through a friend and who's an amazing counselor and support system to me in this day, where I finally learned to open up and let go and had a safe place to let all that stuff go. And I realized that I didn't need to hold everything. I didn't need to be in control. I didn't need to live my life for other people. I didn't have to do something all the time. I could just be. What that led me to was something I call radical self-honesty, where you get really real about what's happening. And there's an expression that many Black mothers have. It's called a hard head makes a soft behind. And my behind at that point was raw, right? I had been dragged from pillar to post because I wasn't able to ask for help and let go of the control that I thought I needed to have in my own life. And I just didn't need to have it. And once I got to that place of openness, where I could allow things to come to me, I deepened my awareness of self. I started to ask myself, who am I really? What did I want? For instance, I, in my divorce, fought my ex-husband. We're now friends, so he can hear this, and he's probably going to listen to the show. Tooth and nail to keep that house. And I fought tooth and nail to keep it after years, because it was my child's, family home. It's where she grew up and she has to have this home, and that meant stability. And once again, a lawyer said to me, hey, let it go. And I was like, oh yeah, I could let that go. And that made me realize that I didn't have to control that situation. I could let it go. I didn't need to have this house, right? I could have an equally good apartment or another home someplace else. And by letting that go and having that sense of allowing, I found an apartment which was maybe 5-10 minutes from my old home, which was much better, had better amenities, closer to my child's school. And a lot of her friends lived in the complex, so she would have her playmates there and have the sense of community that I thought I did want, but I thought I would get in the other place and I couldn't. So by becoming humble and letting that go, I got something great in return. And that comes from deepening your self-awareness, right? And keeping yourself honest and being honest with yourself. Also, in this process of humility, I got to see the world in a different way. I can't recall where I read this, but some article, some book, maybe some Instagram quote, is that the world is a neutral place. The world is. How we view the world is through our own visors, lenses, grievances, belief systems. So if I decided to look at the world in a different way, my life changes. So if I take away all of my conditioning, right, I can view the world in a different way and have a radically different experience. So I call this my accidental Buddhism. It's not to say that I was not aware of Buddhism. I was, but I, you know, had casually read it. But going through this process of surrender made me realize some of these, you know, pearls of wisdom from the Buddha, of just staying in the present moment, allowing what is to be, being, again, radically honest with yourself about what's happening, and allowing the things that you no longer need just to fall away. Being like, again, like water, right? It's one of the stronger elements and one of the gentle elements. It can change form at different times, but you have to ride the current with it. If you go against the current, that ensures your peril. So that's one of the things that I learned. It's that slowing down, right? Of just being, right? And that's a part of the humility of just allowing. And it's a great feeling because it just comes from your heart and not your head. If you continue through this humility of opening up, being self-aware, realizing the world is truly benevolent and on your side, you begin to soften. And your heart begins to open, and you depend less upon your head and more of your heart, right? By allowing myself to stay present and breathe through emotions, I can see the world as it actually is. People who I thought were against me, no, as Don Miguel Ruiz would say, they're dreaming their own dream, right? I'm not the star in their show. They are, you know, bit players or maybe co-stars or guest stars, but I'm the star in my show. I can, you know, they're going to be doing what they're doing because it's coming from their own conditioning and domestication and where they are in life. And I can allow them to be who they are. I don't have to control that. And it's fun because you can see yourself grasping to do something. As Oprah once said, when things happen, people want to do something. And what she says is, what are you going to do, right? At times, you just need to be. And that's what I learned as my greatest lesson from the humility was let things be, right? If you let them go, let them be. They're going to work out the way that they're going to work out. So just to say, I think the key point, key lesson here is by being humble, you become very aware of yourself, other people, and your place in the world, and start to realize that you don't have to control, and nor do you need to be judge and jury for anyone else. And you get down deep, if you allow it, into the honesty of who you are in yourself and what you really want. So we're going to start wrapping up this segment. And again, we've got a great giveaway. It is a one-on-one session with me. To the first person that emails any question to Brit@miles2gocoaching.com. So we'll see you back here very soon. You're on Transformation Talk Radio with Brittany Miles and Miles to Go, how to lose to gain it all. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Step into your highest potential and tune into embodying your higher self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Champaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brittany Miles, and you're listening to Miles to Go Radio, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we're back. And we're talking about the life you save may be your own. I'm telling you my testimony, my life story, my memoir of how I use the restorative power of surrender to gain so much more in my life. I gained meaning, love, and I found my true purpose in life, which is becoming a healer. In the last segment, we were talking about humility and how to open up and allow yourself to realize that you do not have to control it all, right? You do not have to be in charge of everybody and everything on the planet. And I think the last thought I had was like what Oprah said a long time ago in some interview I saw her with was that when things happen, people want to do something. And what is it that you want to do? What is it, right? So most of the time we shouldn't be doing anything. We should just see what's happening around us, allow it to be. And then from there, we'll figure out what our next steps are, which leads to, if you're okay with that, you are accepting vulnerability, right? I call it becoming soft. Again, some of these words that I'm using today, surrender, humility, vulnerability, are, you know, four letter words or an anathema to a lot of folks, because it just means that you are just a loser, which you're not. You know, you are a winner because you are allowing the power and the strength of these emotions to guide your being and your path. There is nothing weak about becoming soft. It's okay. It's taken me years to let go of the armament. I said earlier in, I think, our first segment that I'm a New Yorker. And, you know, we got to go, we got to move, we got to be busy. You know, there is a stereotype of the hardened New Yorker. But it's true, we do have that armament, but there's usually a soft heart inside. And that's true for me. And as I've gone through this process of surrender, I've learned that being vulnerable is okay. Usually if you are vulnerable, you're showing that soft, squishy center that we, along with other animals in the wild, want to keep protected, because you don't know if a predator is going to hurt you. But most times, the person that's going to hurt you is you, and you should learn how not to hurt yourself. It's okay to be soft. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to share that softness with other people. It invites other people to be equally as soft. You get to talk and learn more about a person by opening up. You are able to have a freedom to be yourself, your true, authentic self. I know it sounds trite in these days, but it does allow you just to be that wonderful five-year-old kid who still lives in us, or the crazy quizzical 13-year-old, or just the brooding, thoughtful 21-year-old. It allows you to be a better parent, allows you to show your children that, yes, it's okay. It's okay to be open. It's okay to show your feelings. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry in public. It's okay to cry whatever gender you identify or don't identify with. Right? It's a way of saying that I don't have all the answers. As a parent to a newly minted teenager, I often say I don't have the answers. And I think as one ages, you realize you didn't even understand the question. And that's okay. It's a really good place to be, because it goes back to beginner's mind, right? Bringing back the Buddhism that I so thoroughly love and enjoy, where you can just start from where you are, and that frees you to do and be and have whatever you want. I also learned from this that control doesn't equal power. And as part of letting go, you're relinquishing control because you never really had it anyway. The universe has all the power. Excuse me. The universe has, I said, taken me from pillar to post, and you know what? I learned a lot of lessons that I didn't have control, and that's okay. And I got to relax my broad shoulders and let them slope down. I got to just be, and I got to take a breath and I got to relax. I didn't have to pretend that I understood the conversation. I had really good questions. I didn't have to posture. I didn't have to puff up. I didn't need puffery. I didn't need to do anything except be myself. And that was amazing. I never had that opportunity. I had always listened to others and was in the busyness of minds and bodies and life, where we're always go, go, go. But I was able just to be myself. I didn't have to pretend to be anybody else. I didn't have to rush around. I didn't have to have the latest clothes, have the latest tech. I got to just be. And that was fabulous because I, in that losing control or letting go, I got to ask myself some questions to myself. Why did I like this? Why don't I like that? Why did I buy this? Should I return that? Where did I get this thought? Where did I read that? Should I read those books again? Should I not? Are these people friends that I want to have? Are these values that I want to have? So by becoming soft, I got to go really, really deep. And we talked about that radical honesty in the last segment. And yeah, I got really deeply honest with myself about a lot of stuff. And I started to realize I was holding on to so many things that just had no use in my life. So for example, there were thought systems that I had based upon beliefs from when I was 6 years old. I was 6 years old, I think in 1972, 73. So things have changed since then. Myself, the world, my beliefs from there. The things that I believed when I was six were the things that I was told, how I was domesticated, if you will. So I'm allowed and able to change those thoughts by going in and becoming honest and radically self-aware, right? And that, friends, is an act of radical self-love and self-care. And I think there's a lot of talk about self-love and self-care nowadays. And I think folks think self-care is like skincare and a mask and a bubble bath and a glass of wine, Netflix and chill, what have you. But I think radical self-love and self-care comes from examining yourself and your beliefs and who you are and where those beliefs have come from, and allowing yourself to be soft and authentic and question who you are, what you believe, and allow yourself to believe something else. You don't necessarily need a ton of books. You need perhaps a journal and some questioning. And you can start to dig deep and understand a lot more about yourself. If you practice automatic writing, you will find all of the things that you've been looking for are in yourself. All the stuff outside of you is not that important. So I believe that by becoming soft, having that vulnerability, having that humility allows you to have true power, right? And I said before, you know, we can't control. Let's give up our control because the universe is controlled. So now I'm talking about personal power. By personal power, it means that you know and understand who and what you are, what you believe, and you are allowing the world to be as it is, and you're allowing yourself to change when you need to change, to be when you need to be, and to have the things that you want when you want to have them, right? I know this sounds a little contradictory, and I know it sounds a little bit confusing, but it's really not if you think about it. Surrender is not a one-shot deal. It gives you so much strength, and we had talked about that strength. So the personal power comes from the fact that you are aware, as I said, of who and what you are and what you want. It is an act of self-love, and you're going to allow other people to just do what they're going to do, and you can't control it, and you can't control the universe. So with that, I'd like to say that we are going to go to commercial. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about trust and how that wraps up the life you save that may be your own and tie it all together. My name is Brittany Miles, and you are listening to Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we will be back shortly. Don't forget about our giveaway. I think Zach put up a little promo. First person to email Britt at miles2gocoaching.com will win a free one-on-one 30-minute session with me. I would love to talk and work with you. Feel free to ask me any question about myself, my testimony, the show, my practice, anything. I will look forward to seeing and hearing from you soon. So see you on the other side of the break.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune into a spirited exchange radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Everybody, we're back on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we're talking about surrender, the restorative power of surrender. Yeah, it's an awesome, awesome thing. And I'm sharing my life story, memoir, testimony, if you will. And I'm talking about how the restorative power of surrender changed and saved my life, giving us the episode title, The Life You Save May Be Your Own. So at first we talked about how loss contributes to surrender and how positive it can be. We've talked about humility and openness and allowing newness to come in. We talked about vulnerability and again, how deepening that openness is a radical act of self-love and self-care and realizing that through vulnerability, you don't have to control the world and others are gonna do what they're gonna do. And now, I think the really cool part is that as you go through this path on this journey, the next thing is going to come for you is trust. And trust is a huge thing and it's tough for a lot of people, right? By learning to surrender, you understand the universe has your back no matter what, right? There is an abundant universe. There's enough for everybody despite what we're taught in capitalism or just any belief system that you have, it's that there are enough, you know, square pegs for everybody to get the square pegs that they need to survive on, right? I had to gain that, where it was a complete trust exercise where I had to just fall back and I would pray every day. And I would say, you know, God, please make sure that we have all of our needs met. And those were usually basic needs, transportation, a house, food. We had some income coming in and that we were able to just be comfortable. So by allowing the universe to do that and me just relinquishing control, miraculous things came into view because I got rid of my scarcity mindset. And that's a tough one. I mean, like everyone, I go back and forth on that one because what I see based upon the belief systems that I have and still hold on to, things can look a little janky, but when I let go and breathe and stay in presence, just letting things be as they are, I see that I have enough. And when I get truly freaked out, I sit back and think, have my basic needs been met for the day? Do I have what I need? Yes. Everything that I'm freaking out about in terms of my own conditioning happens in the future, where I'm trying to make stuff up about what's going to happen and I'm going to be homeless and all kinds of things, or going in the past and thinking about what, you know, my friends and family and what my father would tell me about what I should be doing or not doing and how I'm not good at what I'm doing. And none of that is true. As long as I stay in that present moment and keep that sense of awareness of being in the present, everything is fine. Nothing has changed, because that's the point of power. The point of power is the presence, right? I also learned, as I said, talking about little square pegs, that's the only thing I could think of, is that the world is abundant. 9 times out of 10, I would have to say most of the things that we worry about don't come true. Case in point, I was just telling Zach, and Zach, you know, keep me honest, Art, my producer, I was just saying, you know, I was really stressed about the show and how it was going to go and if it was going to be okay. And I worried for nothing, right? And that's always a good thing, because usually things work out for us, right? Most of us, because we have free will and choice, things just happen to work out because the universe is abundant. Very few of the things that we worry about come true, which is really good, right? I also learned through trust is that most of the stuff that I learned is probably false. False for me, it might be true for someone else, but how I was, and I really do like what Don Miguel Ruiz says, it's like how I was domesticated, most of the things that I was taught through that as a child that I thought were firm, that I had firmly held beliefs, none of it was true. And by trusting in something else and deciding to have a different belief system, or just having myself able to have another thought, changed my life forever. Because as I said before, change your thinking, the world shifts, right? Change your thinking, your life changes, right? Staying in the present moment changes your life, because that's all you can focus on, right? Through surrender, I realized I didn't trust myself beforehand. I didn't think I could do anything right. I had low self-esteem. I wasn't sure. I presented otherwise to the world. But through this, I learned that I can do anything. I can overcome and surmount any challenge because of the skills that I have been given and endowed with by my creator. And that meant that I have native intelligence, skills and abilities to get to the next place. And I'm not in where I am by accident. And if I use my skills and my ability and I trust in them, right, because they were given to me for a reason, I can succeed and I can win. And that was a powerful lesson for me. And it was a great thing for me to learn that. And whenever I'm in doubt, that's something I go back to. I also learned how to trust others. And realizing not everybody's out to get me. There are some people that are not good for me and not right for me, but the vast majority of people out there are good, well-intentioned, deserve the benefit of the doubt, and they can bring goodness to your life. And overarchingly, I've learned to trust life. I've learned that, as I think I've said as a three-line, life is not out to get you. Nobody's out to get you, right? Life is here to support you. If the world outside your window, nature, is freely and easily supported, we are supported in just the same way. We are part of the ecosystem. Life is here to support us. We have everything we need, right? There can be some doubters. You can have different questions, but we have what we need. Like I said before, it's like, whenever things start to show up and I feel a little hanky and janky, I think about, have all of my basic needs been met today, right? And usually they are. I think the key element for me throughout this process of trust is learning how to take life moment by moment, learning how to breathe. I talked about breathing through emotions. I had some scary financial stuff come up for me last week when I woke up. And I just found myself automatically just breathing through it, breathing through it, did what I needed to do, took care of what I needed to take care of, and it was done. It wasn't some great emergency. It was just, I had some conditioning, and then I used my new tools of breath and thinking and allowing and feeling it. And then I'm able to go off and make a different decision. I didn't react, right? I was able just to do what I needed to do. I didn't have to have a, oh, the sky is falling kind of reaction. I was able to determine by allowing myself to breathe what was the best direction and course to take, and everything's fine, right? Staying in the present moment. There is no future. There is no past. There is only right now. That is all that we have. That's something that I've touched upon throughout the show. And I would say finally, letting feelings come and go, like I used in my last example about my financial stuff, is that I had the feelings, they came up, I didn't repress it, I breathed through it, and they went away. Pema Chodron, one of my favorite Buddhist speakers and authors, talks about this in the sense of, think about feelings as the weather, right? It comes and go. They come and go, and you as the sky, right? So basically the teaching is that you as a blue sky are always there. You're always stable, but clouds come, sun comes, hail comes, rain comes, and it all goes away. It moves through. It might stay a while, but it moves through. So to wrap it up, I hope you all learned something really powerful today. You got something out of the discussion about surrender and how you can save your life through the power of surrender. I've enjoyed sharing my thoughts with you. I hope you did too. Again, my name is Brittany Miles. Thanks for being here on my first show, one of many more. And it's Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, how to gain to lose it all, how to lose to gain it all. I'll get there. But thank you, everyone. Have a great day. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
You have been listening to Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Brittany Miles teaches you how to lose to gain it all with the healing power of surrender. Are you ready to lead a happier life? For more information or to connect with Brittany, visit MilesToGoCoaching.com. That's Miles with the number 2, GO, coaching.com.